Research has suggested that a growing number of basic school pupils between the ages of 13 and 15 smoke cigarettes across the country. In view of this, the Ghana Health Service, in collaboration with Vision for Alternative Development, vowed an NGO is embarking on a sensitization program in schools and communities on the harmful effects of tobacco and the law governing its control in the country. Speaking at a program in Accra, a representative of the Disease Control Department of the Ghana Health Service, Divine Logo, said 40% of senior high school and junior high school students believe cigarette smoking is a way to make more friends. He said this is a misconception which must not be allowed to fester in young minds. Harriet Sapong has the details.
Tobacco smoke has been found to contain more than 7,000 chemicals and compounds and kills over 6 million people annually worldwide. In the 20th century alone, 100 million people are said to have died out of tobacco-related diseases such as lung cancer, oral cancer, stroke, heart diseases, and many more. Being highly addictive, tobacco is extremely injurious to the health of smokers and non-smokers alike. It is against this backdrop that Ghana's parliament passed the law in 2012 to place a ban on smoking in public advertising and its sale. According to a representative of the Ghana Health Service, Divine Logo, all smokers reduce their lifespan by 20 to 25 years. He said, apart from HIV and diarrhea, cigarette smoking is the world's leading cause of major diseases. Mr. Logo noted that because of its addictive nature, the youth must be discouraged through every possible means not to attempt or indulge in it.
We did a research called Global Youth Tobacco Survey for the year 2000, 2006, and then 2009. And this research clearly shows that our junior high school people are smoking. This research is done in an age group 13 to 15 years. And the result clearly shows that 30% of students in GSS and 15 have ever used tobacco products. And as we are speaking, that's like normal smoking regularly. And this research is across the whole 10 regions in Ghana. So when we look at it in this way, you think that 3.6 a small percentage, but a 13 to 15% in Ghana population, you calculate it in relative terms, then you see that it's a very large number of people that we are talking about here. So we say that Ghana is in the beginning of the epidemic. We have very few people. So the advice to the youth is that do not smoke at all.
Mr. Divine appealed to the media and all other public platforms to sensitize the youth on the harmful effects of smoking. He said this will gradually eradicate tobacco smoking in the country.
Harriet Sapong reporting.